if the reason for sending jobless nurses to other countries is financial, then I don't think it's appropriate. Because what we are saying is that we have trained the people that we could not employ in the first place. But if the reason is such that we believe that our hospitals are fully manned, then that would be a good reason to export nurses. Other countries like the Philippines, for example, they actually train health personnel for export. And in the process, they earn foreign currency from countries that hire their nurses. But as it is, our hospitals are not yet fully staffed.
As a doctor, what is the current situation in most of the hospitals? What do you hear from people on the ground in their own hospitals?
It's not just looking at the entry point, but we're looking at other areas like intensive care units, maternity, child health, even psychiatric nurses. Those areas are specialized and they require people that have got extra training after their basic training, and those are not yet fully occupied. So as far as I'm concerned, we have not realized the full complement of health personnel that we require. And the same applies to the doctors. You've got the entry point, which is the houseman or the internship. Yes, we might have adequate numbers in that area, but there are specialized areas that require people with extra training. As I speak right now, the country has probably got 3 or 4 neurosurgeons throughout the country, and that's not adequate. And the other specialties that they've got nobody, like hematology, you know, the blood diseases, I don't think we've got anybody in the country who's got a specialized qualification in that area. So it's not just about, you know, the entry point. We're looking at the higher levels of medical practice.